ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: والله لدنياكم هذه أهون في عيني من عراق خنزير في يد مجزوم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "By Allah, this world of yours is more lowly in my view than the leftover bone of a pig in the hand of a leper."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Now, one of the amazing things which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, is this idea that the Imams had ilm al-ghayb, this knowledge of the unseen. Now, what is interesting is that this knowledge of the unseen is not a knowledge which one can acquire via physical means. Rather, this is knowledge which is endowed upon certain people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, exalted is Allah, whom Allah finds fit and capable and worthy of such knowledge. And so it is Allah who bestows this knowledge upon people. Now, one of the examples in which we find Imam Ali's knowledge about the unseen is regarding his words about Talha and Zubair. Now, when Talha and Zubair, when they went to Imam Ali to get permission to go on the minor Hajj, the Umrah, reacting to this interesting request from Talha and Zubair, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, says, "By Allah, you two are not leaving here for performing the minor Hajj, the Umrah. In fact, you have not intended to do so. Your main destination is Basra." Now, keeping in mind that there is a very big and large distance between Makkah, where Talha and Zubair were saying that they were going, and Basra, which is in present-day Iraq. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "But let it be known to you that Allah will foil their plots and will return their tricks to themselves. I will soon gain victory over them." We find that later on in history, this is exactly what happened, as Imam Ali alayhi salam had foreseen, where Talha and Zubair did not go to Umrah to Makkah, but rather they went to Basra. And furthermore, that the plots of Talha and Zubair to attain the caliphate of the Muslims was foiled by Allah, and it was Imam Ali who gained victory over them in the battle of Jamal, the battle of the camel. And so here, dear brothers and sisters, we learn a profound lesson, one that there are people in this world who are endowed with a special and unique knowledge of the unseen, and two, it is therefore these people, such as the Holy Prophet and his 12 divinely appointed disciples, whom should be followed for the salvation of humanity. A beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
A leader does admonishment. And if they are sometimes angry with their followers, it doesn't mean he's condemning them. Basically, a sincere leader will always look for the betterment of his community. Whenever he sees weaknesses, he will talk about it. What is Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar? Wherever he will find weakness in his own followers, he will talk to them. That, well, this is the problem with you, better, you know, change yourself. This is not only Ali, this is actually the sunnah of Rasulullah himself. And even the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just two examples. Look at Surah Jum'ah. The last ayat of Surah Jum'ah is very interesting. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَحْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. What does it mean? What is this ayah saying? We repeat it every Friday. It is actually a reminder. The Rasul is in Nabi, Masjid al-Nabi, in Medina. It is the time of Jummah khutbah. And who are there? Mushrikeen? No. They are all Muslimin, not only Muslimin, because they see Rasulullah, all of them by definition are Sahaba. Now what happens one day? A trade caravan happened to come into the city of Medina right at the time when Rasulullah was giving his khutbah of Jummah. And when they used to come, they actually used to have the drum to announce that we are here so people can, customers can come and buy their goods. And on that moment, what happened? Majority of these Muslims abandoned Rasulullah. And this is not a history. This is not a Shia book. This is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا. And when they saw تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَحْوًا, business opportunity or entertainment, انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا, they converged towards it. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا, and they left you, O Muhammad, standing on the minbar giving your khutbah of Jummah. Now you want to tell me that just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became disappointed with the Sahaba here, so they all are gone? So this admonishment, you know, wa'az and nasihat, doesn't mean that this is a basis for condemning the Shia community from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salat.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.